On March 16, 2000, two sheriff's deputies were shot in Atlanta. Jameel Al-Amin, a Muslim leader and former Black Power activist, was convicted. But the evidence was shaky, and the whole truth didn't come out during the trial. My name is Mosi Secret, and when I started investigating this case in my hometown, I uncovered a dark truth about America. From Tenderfoot TV, Campside Media, and iHeart Podcasts, Radical is available now. Listen to the new podcast, Radical, for free on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for one of the biggest hiring events of the year. On September 22nd, Amazon Warehouse Hiring Day will be in your area to showcase all of the things you can get from a warehouse job. There'll be swag, a photo booth, giveaways, and more. Plus, learn about the work, competitive pay, and great benefits. You could even get a job offer on the spot. To find a hiring event close to you, visit amazon.com/hiringday. That's amazon.com/hiringday. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Action Park Media.
You're listening to The Dossier, presented by Metro by T-Mobile.
Years ago, and you were the lead detective on the Biggie Small case, right? I'm a journalist. Why is this case so important to you?
A murder like that only goes unsolved if the police don't want to solve it.
I've seen the murder book. You have any suspects?
20 plus years and not one arrest. Are you guys hearing Tupac's shooters were hired by Biggie's entourage?
Biggie didn't have Tupac kill.
The facts point to something more here.
If we could prove a connection between Cop and Biggie's murder, it would not only break the LAPD.
It would ruin the city.
Police! In my faction, don't like asking questions, strictly testing.
Why don't you redact LAPD's connection with Death Row Records?
I cannot comment on an open investigation.
As long as it's an ongoing investigation, that evidence stays locked away in the dark.
Sitting here today, I had a lot of hopes. I'd hoped that Phil Carson's truth, his story, and his investigation would move the needle with the Wallace family and Perry Sanders. I'd hoped that journalists inside of hip-hop would be able to see and investigate further the documents and information that is equal parts staggering and revelatory. With any investigation, the patience and the ability to withstand any obstacle is the only recipe for success. In 19 episodes of this podcast, I didn't rely on just the words of Phil Carson, but a team of other characters, audio, and FBI files that prove without any doubt the LAPD covered up the murder of Biggie for the simple and sole reason that it would have cost the city of Los Angeles more than $500 million if Aletta Wallace won her civil suit that she filed. As of 2021, two things are still going on. First, it's possible that FBI agents, as we speak, are taking a new look at the work that Phil Carson did as it relates to this case. If they want, the documents and information are there in plain sight. And Phil's testimony, in audio format, will live here in perpetuity. There was, for me, some unfinished business I needed to handle. And what that was pretty simple. David Mack and Rafael Perez were walking around free men. They have seemingly outran their past. Through work with producer Nicole Luciano, private investigators, and other sources, I have the following information.
Hey, Nick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, I know that you've been digging as it relates to Rafael Perez and David Mack. And I want to be clear about some of the information that you found, because there's some confusion that I have. So I want to keep this straight. So Perez was released from prison in June of 2004 as it relates to all of the incidents with the Rampart police scandal, the missing cocaine, the shooting of Javier Ovando. He's charged with two felony counts, one conspiracy to violate Ovando's civil rights, and then the second count is possessing a firearm with an eliminated serial number. So he gets out of jail, and in around July of 2006, he does something with the Department of Motor Vehicles. He lies on an application on his driver's license. What was that about?
So basically, he pleaded no contest to lying on his application for a California driver's license in June of 2005. So he was sentenced to 3 more years of probation and 300 hours of community service.
All right. Upon his release, he opened up a limo company with his brother. And according to these documents that I have, he changes his name to Ray Lopez, and he opens something called Emerald Transportation and Limo Service. Now, why, in looking at this paperwork, how did you connect Ray Lopez to being actually Rafael Perez?
So if you look through this information in this document, on page number 2 of this, and these are from those Sony email links, it says, you know, what the picture is. So this is for the movie RoboCop. He's supposed to be driving around Michael Keaton for a press junket. And where it says requester's name, he puts Ray Lopez, then crosses it out and writes a female name underneath it, right? So I'm going through these emails, and then it looks like on page 4, there's an email from someone at Sony, and they say, Ray, this is to confirm the phone call we had in regards to the discrepancy between your records and IRS records. I will follow up with the respective person once that you provide the paperwork that will reflect how your corporation has been filing with the IRS. So Perez is like, okay, fine. Now, this is how I find out it's Perez. Page 8, it says, in the heading of the email, it said, Christine, invalid TIN. As per TIN check, it belongs to Rafael Antonio Perez.
Got you. So basically, he's trying to go by Lopez, but obviously, for the purposes of tax records, he still has to go by Rafael Perez, and this is the confirmation that he basically has a limo service. I think there's video online of TMZ of him driving Harvey Weinstein, of him driving other celebrities in various. I think there's a picture here of that he took where there's Oscars sitting in one of his vehicles. The next question I have is this phone number that's here. You believe this is the number of Rafael Perez?
Yeah, so when I, that phone number there, when I actually searched that number, it took me to a Facebook page. And so that's got to be his phone number.
Thank you for calling Boyd Limousine Service. For quality assurance, your call may be recorded. Please select the following option. To make a new reservation or to change an existing reservation, please press 1. For billing and accounting, please press 2. For marketing and promotion, please press 3. For all other inquiries, please press 0. Please hold while we connect your call to extension 0.
Boys Limousine.
Yes, is Ray Lopez in?
Who?
Ray Lopez.
Did you get the right numbers? It's Boyd's Limousine. There's no Ray Lopez here.
Rafael Rafael Lopez or Rafael?
It's only me.
Oh, what's your name, sir?
We're in the same spot. What?
This is Emerald.
Dennis, I'm the owner.
Emerald Transportation and Limousine.
I think we get, like, sometimes I'll get some of their mail delivered to our place. I don't know why. You're 222 North Sepulveda.
Yeah.
But there's some, I think, in Manhattan Beach, I think. But, not, you know, I'm not sure. I don't even know, you know.
But you're not in Manhattan. You're not. You're not.
That's not me either. Not at all. I'm Boyd. We're in the same spot 35 years.
I see. But you do get calls to that.
I don't get really calls, but I've seen pieces of mail get delivered to us at our property for him. But he's not, you know. He's somewhere. He might be in Manhattan Beach somewhere, but I think running out of a house or something. I'm not sure, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I'm the only one left in Manhattan. There was someone else up the street. They went out a couple years ago. I'm still in the same spot 35 years at 222. So, but he's, like I said, we get mail once in a while for him.
Gotcha.
I don't know who he is.
I hear you.
I've heard of the company before, but I don't know anything about it.
All right. Well, listen, I thank you for the information. Thank you, sir.
I'm always traveling, always on the road, and the first thing I do whenever I get settled into a new city is I DoorDash items I know I can't live without. And it almost feels like home. Water, alcohol, a charger from my phone, snacks, food from delicious local restaurants, and breakfast in the morning because you can't cook when you're living in a hotel. DoorDash, your door to more. So download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything from pet food to snacks to neck braces, alcohol, toothpaste, Joy-Con controllers for you gamers out there. Pretty much anything. You can get it. You must be 21 plus to order alcohol and drink responsibly. Alcohol is only available in select markets. DoorDash, go download it. Come on, get it done. Immerse yourself in the fascinating tale of Song of Solomon by the legendary Pulitzer Prize-winning author Toni Morrison, a mesmerizing coming-of-age masterpiece that has captivated readers around the world. Follow the protagonist, Milkman Dead, who was born shortly after a neighborhood eccentric hurled himself off a roof in a vain attempt at flight. For the rest of his life, Milkman 2 will be trying to fly. As Morrison follows Milkman on a quest to uncover his roots and himself in his Rust Belt hometown to the place of his family's origins, she introduces an entire cast of strivers and seeresses, liars and assassins, the inhabitants of a fully realized black world. As the New Yorker put it, Morrison moves easily in and out of the lives and thoughts of her characters, luxuriating in the diversity of circumstances and personality. Whether you're a seasoned reader or new to Toni Morrison, Song of Solomon is a must-read that will ignite your imagination and leave you wanting to read more Morrison. Song of Solomon, a timeless tale that will stay with you long after you've turned its final page. Available now at tonimorrison.com and wherever books are sold.
Okay, give me the number again.
310. This is on his tax return.
Okay.
And I have one more cell phone.
All right, I'm going to call this the 6060 number now.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, hi. I'm looking for Ray Lopez.
No, this is not his number.
It's not? Is it? Are you related to him?
No, I don't know him. I have this number for almost 4 years, and they still call me about that guy, but I don't know who he is.
Oh, so other people call you at this number for him?
Yep.
Maybe
it was his number, but yeah, I have this number for already 4 years.
For 4 years. Okay, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Rafael Perez changing his name to Ray Lopez and constantly changing cell phone numbers and addresses makes sense. But with his scandals and crimes 25 years removed, the legend of Rafael Perez and even the Rampart scandal is not common knowledge anymore. I'm surprised when I bring it up in casual conversation how no one has really heard of arguably the largest police scandal in the history of the LAPD. I do have another route to Perez, and that is via his defense attorney, Winston McKesson, who I know still stays in contact with Perez.
Now, David Mack, currently, as far as you know, is living in the Los Angeles area or is living somewhere else?
So I've seen two things. I've seen that he could possibly live in Arizona, but then the verified information I have says that he lives in LA.
Okay. I do see that we were able to find a resume. So from September 2016 to October 2019, he worked at a company in Costa Mesa, California called MaxGen Energy Services. He claims now that he's a seasoned project management professional seeking an opportunity to advance and make contributions in a fast-paced environment focused on electric vehicle infrastructure. So from his resume here, it looks like he's gone into what, for lack of a better term, is renewable energy. He worked at another company called Canopy Energy in Van Nuys, and he also has some stuff on his resume from solar technology companies. The biggest question I have, this phone number ending in 4835 in this email, you're 100% sure that this is David Mack's phone number and email?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 100% sure because it came directly from him.
From his resume.
Directly from his 2020 resume, so it has to be current. And then he's got his email on there, too. And so I guess to answer the question of where he lives, if it's 310 of an area code, that's L.A.
So I'm going to call David Mack.
Yes.
I have 310.
Yes, that one came right off of his...
Okay.
Yep.
All right, hold on.
Hello?
Is David Mack there?
Yes, David.
Thank you for listening to Season 1 of The Dossier. Look out for updates and alerts for the launch of Season 2. In producing 20 episodes of The Dossier, the goal was to tell the story of Phil Carson and allow him and the case files a platform to inform and also explain the definitive cover-up that has transpired in the city of Los Angeles. In 2021, fake news and lies have become a common theme, and sadly, from the start of the LAPD investigation, people like Bernard Parks, Bill Bratton, and even current police chief Michael Moore were well aware that if you can control the major news institution in a city in the LA Times, and you also have the backing of city attorneys, you then have the tools to be able to spread misinformation and lies. You have the tools that enables a cover-up. Without the institutions of the press to check power, absolute power ultimately corrupts. One thing I didn't go deep into as it relates to the story of Phil Carson and the cover-up is at this point, the power of information sharing on the internet has also been one of the biggest obstacles in searching for the truth.
Family Dollar has more to help you stay ahead of the class. Stock up and save on staples like cereal, cookies, crackers, and Tyson frozen chicken. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
It has allowed characters like Greg Kading or Reggie Wright Jr. and many others to tell alternative stories.
It's time for one of the biggest hiring events of the year. On September 22nd, Amazon Warehouse Hiring Day will be in your area to showcase all of the things you can get from a warehouse job. There'll be swag, a photo booth, giveaways, and more. Plus, learn about the work, competitive pay, and great benefits. You can even get a job offer on the spot. To find a hiring event close to you, visit amazon.com/hiringday. That's amazon.com/hiringday. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Different than the actual truth. As the podcast has gone on, you can hear in the voice of Phil Carson a lot of frustration and maybe even some anger. The reason behind that is pure and it's simple. In law enforcement documents that exist and information inside the LAPD and the FBI, there is hard evidence of this cover-up, and there is hard evidence of who orchestrated the murder, and no one has done anything with that information. I can't sit here and lie to you. When I found Phil Carson and I heard this story, I personally thought that when he went public, that would change the current dynamic. It would cause a groundswell. And that groundswell would allow Ms. Wallace to refile her case. Phil Carson would be the launching pad to finally get real answers. The hip-hop media has largely ignored the information contained in this podcast. And I don't know why. The mainstream media has been too busy with Trump, COVID, and the next disaster that plagues our country. So the murder of Biggie Smalls gets lost in all of that. But why should this surprise anyone, right? We've watched as a country, young black men and women murdered by the police on video cameras, plain as day. And even with those videos, justice, for the most part, is non-existent. I won't give up pursuing more leads. And don't be surprised in the near future to hear breaking news or information that changes the case. Who knows? Maybe the FBI will get a conscience. Maybe someone inside the United States Attorney's Office in Los Angeles will want a career making this case. Or one more whistleblower will come forward and speak truth to power. Just maybe.
As we proceed to give you what you need. It's not live, motherfucker. Get live, motherfucker. As we proceed to give you what you need. Not live, motherfucker.
Now turn the mics up. Turn that mic up. Yeah, the beat is knocking. Leave that mic up, though. Turn that shit the fuck up. What? Turn up louder. Yeah.
Shot ya, separate the weak from the ops. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga, fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stop when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops, said they heard mad shot. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school.
It's time for one of the biggest hiring events of the year. On September 22nd, Amazon Warehouse Hiring Day will be in your area to showcase all of the things you can get from a warehouse job. There'll be swag, a photo booth, giveaways, and more. Plus, learn about the work, competitive pay, and great benefits. You could even get a job offer on the spot. To find a hiring event close to you, visit amazon.com/hiringday. That's amazon.com/hiringday. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.